And what they use was what they call a scrub. You take a piece of wood about 2 inches thick, about 8 or 10 inches wide, and you bore a bunch of holes in it about 2 inches in diameter. Just bore that piece of wood full of them holes. You have one hole in the center of it bored on an angle where you could put a handle in it. Or you go to the crib, shuck your corn, you'd save them shucks. You take a handful of them shucks and wad them up and twist them together and you'd shove them in them holes. That's what the old folks, the old lady folks, scrubbed the floors with. Didn't have these fancy mops like you have today. And your broom was made out of this regular old broom sage. You go out these old broom sage patches. You go pick out the best, longest straws, you know. Cut them off. Get your water and bring it to the house, and they'd clean it. Take a string or a rag or something tied around and hold it together. That's what they swept with. Swept the floor. Didn't have room like you got now. And the yards, you better not let your yard grow up in grass like mine is, or all over the country where you see it. Right up there, when I was an old boy, if there's a sprig of grass come up in that yard there, you'd get your behind tore up. Inside that yard was kept just as clean as where there ain't no grass growing. And it was swept. You go in the woods and cut these old, what they call, gallberry bushes. If you know what a gallberry bush is. It's a little old bush, they get kind of high and long. You pick them out. They'll be as big as your finger, long switch. Put little shoots out on the end of it.
You can't eat those berries, can you?
No. They have berries, but you can't eat them. You bundle that together, make your broom out of it, and you'd sweep that yard. And the trash or anything, you pick it up, take it, and burn it.
What about a lot of odds and ends? Did your daddy keep things?
No, he wasn't, that I remember of.
When he farmed, did he keep a lot of his
family? Oh, he kept his tools, yes, sir. He kept his tools in good shape. When he finished with a plow, plowing, he'd take a oil rag or something and oil it where it wouldn't get rusty. Kept a good sharp axe and a good sharp hoe.
What did he keep them sharp on? Did he have those?
An old grindstone.
Yeah.
Emery, big old emery grindstone. You could buy them. And you had a hole in the center of it. And you had your kind of a trough built. That wheel had a handle out here outside that trough. You turn it, and that grindstone was turning in that water. And you'd sharpen your axe or whatever you had on that. I've turned it a many a time from daddy to sharpen his axe, his hole.
Yeah.
I've got another one of his old grindstones out here right now.
What sort of crops did you raise? You were trying to raise cotton here?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Cotton been right out there in that field. Yes, sir.